spooky, spooky session begins. This is your reading for Tuesday, August 20th. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVXMediaNet on Instagram or TikTok. Our cards today. In the theme position, we have the inverted Ten of Wands. This is shouldering too much responsibility. The tool card is the Ace of Swords. This is concentration, vision, and clarity. Our obstacle card is the Seven of Pentacles. This is rewards, results, or growth. Our advice card is the Queen of Wands. We had that yesterday. The message here is to hold fast in the chain of command for the time being. And our angel number is 1616, readjustments. Keywords here are affection, support, and comfort. All right, putting it all together. Now, I know that the theme might sound bad, but I take this as more of a warning. So yesterday, our theme was about taking a bold chance in pursuing something. Today, the inverted Ten of Wands is telling us that maybe we're trying to do too much alone. So yesterday's advice, it was a message to expand our circle to include other talented people. And today's theme is telling us to spread the work with these talented people. So the tool in this effort is the Ace of Swords. This is vision and clarity. Now, this particular ace represents sharp intellect that cuts through bullshit and finds clarity. And the clarity is we don't have to do it all alone. We're surrounded by great people who trust our vision. So pass some shit off. The advice card today, it's a little bit of a contradiction in that the Queen of Wands is recommending that we don't try to be too forceful in our leadership out of worry that if we don't try to be really forceful in leadership, that we'll be perceived as weak or incapable. So if we're already in a leadership position, then, you know, delegate things as usual. If we're not in a leadership role, then that's one I guess you're going to have to play by ear, but don't be too hasty in trying to get yourself up the ladder. The obstacle today is rewards. Now, the Seven of Pentacles, in a broader sense, represents return on investment. Now, usually this is a good card to get because it's a sign that the returns are good, right? But in the obstacle position, unfortunately, it may be that we're worried of failing in what we're doing. And given the overall message of today, I would take this that we're not just afraid of failing in what we're trying to accomplish, but also the fear that we'll be branded as a failure if we don't start making big returns soon. Hence, our angel number, the 1616, the message here is to trust ourselves to adjust things in motion as we head for brighter horizons. There you go. Tuesday, August 20th. I'm always really curious to know how these readings land for people. If you could, if you're feeling brave, leave a comment wherever it is that you're listening to, or hit us up on social media if you want. LVXMediaNet, that's the handle everywhere. Let me know how it landed. I always like knowing if they're good or not, so I don't know if there's things I need to do differently or whatever. Go to luxmediashows.com if you would like a personal reading. Hit the ookie spooky button that's on the front page, and you fill out the form, pick the deck that you like, and we're off to the races. I will be back tomorrow. Same ookie time, same spooky place.